Hello, my name is Eloise. I reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
That's what I'm calling about. I've already had my first dose of the vaccine, and I had it at the Legion Field site is where I had it. And I wanted to, they told me I need to come back next week on the 14th, and she told me I can go anywhere, but I just want to be sure about that.
Yes, if you if they did don't have the second one, you can certainly go anywhere else. You can get that second one, or you can also pre-register.
Okay, I've been trying to do that all morning, and it seems that that's not possible because everywhere I've been, there's no openings, and I wanted to get my shot next week because that's when I'm due to have it.
Okay. As far as the time, yes, it would have to be to where it is available. But yes, so if you do, I can give you a number to pre-register, but there's not an exact date that you can say you want it. They will contact you back once there's an appointment available.
But isn't that going to interfere with me not being vaccinated totally? I mean, am I at a risk? I'm in my bubble. I'm not going around anyone or anything like that. But I just thought once you get the next vaccine, you're set for life as far as full being full. But if you don't get it at the time you're supposed to receive it, is that going to interfere with me getting it later?
To apologize, I would not have any detailed information. You would you may want to contact your doctor in regards to medical advice.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he would know anything about that or not. I don't know. But anyway, I know the Legion Field is still there. As far as I know, they're still over there. And there's no appointment available to go over there to their site. I may just go back over there and see, are they giving a second dose next week? I'd rather do that. And if not, then I'd try my best to find some location. Because this is really defeating the purpose for me, because I want everything done right, if you know what I mean. I don't want to miss out. I really don't.
Yes, if you can find another location where you can get it around the time that you need, you can certainly go ahead and sign up or go where it's maybe it's applied. If you do pre-register, it is they do contact you back until there's an appointment available.
But let me ask you this now. When I went to the UAB site, they're not taking for second dose. All those sites that I have been on this morning is only speaking about the first dose. That's what I'm looking at. I don't see anywhere on their registration form to say that I'm calling for the second dose. I mean, it's nowhere on their registration form at all. So what am I to do on that? Am I to call them? I don't know if it's a number to call UAB for that or not, but what am I to do on that? Do you have any idea?
No, ma'am. I don't know exactly who may be administering just the second dose. So anywhere that you can contact, like any pharmacy that may be applying it, you can inquire with them. Or if you decide to contact the number that we have, you know, it is a pre-registration only, and once they have an appointment available, they'll call you back.
The pre-registration, I mean, are they registering for people who need the second dose or the first dose?
Either one.
Okay, what number would that be? You have the number.
It's, yes, ma'am. It's 855.
Uh-huh.
566.
Uh-huh.
53.
Uh-huh.
33.
Okay, let me repeat that back to you. That was 855-566-5333?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I contact that number, and thank you for your help on that.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I hope I've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the website of adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.